As the Sister City Council did not vote to fire its city manager, Eileen Stein, during a special meeting this morning. A couple of the councilors called for the meeting. Sisters Mayor Lon Kellstrom says more than 80 people showed up for the meeting, and 30 of them spoke in glowing terms about keeping Stein. No one spoke in favor of firing her.
I think that Eileen was obviously overjoyed and thrilled at the kind of support she heard. I don't know how anybody could not be. Because everybody said, she's great, she works hard, she's got integrity, she is a huge asset to the City of Sisters. And I heard the word gem used more than once.
Councilor Weed withdrew her motion to fire Stein, but the council plans to meet in executive session in the coming weeks to discuss whether she could be fired for cause. Mayor Kellstrom does not believe she will be fired. The Lapine City Council has offered its city manager job to its top candidate. They have made a tentative offer to Steve Hassan of Kuna, Idaho, a suburb of Boise. Interim City Manager Rick Allen says there was consensus among the councilors he was the best fit.
He offered the skill set that we felt we needed. He is a planning director, has been kind of a community development director in his career. And in that area, you deal with planning, zoning, codes. So if you look at his areas he's worked in, it covers the largest base that Lapine will need moving forward.
A more extensive background check needs to be completed, and then a contract needs to be negotiated. They hope to bring Hassan on board by the end of February or early March. The district attorney's office has promoted Mary Anderson to chief deputy district attorney. Anderson returned to the DA's office this summer after being among the attorneys fired when DA Patrick Flaherty took office. She will replace Tracy Anderson, who was the chief deputy DA, but left to return to Portland this summer. In a press release, Flaherty says Ms. Anderson is well-known and highly respected in the Deschutes County criminal justice community. A recent case involving a man who was set on fire at a homeless camp illustrates the point that homeless camps can be very dangerous. A Bend transient, David Jerome Duffy, is behind bars charged with robbery, theft, and assault. Deschutes County Sheriff authorities say Duffy poured alcohol on another man and lit him on fire. Chris Kluart with the Bethlehem Inn says people who can't or won't follow the conduct rules at the homeless shelter often end up in homeless camps.
But the real issue here is that because of the nature of people who are in crisis, that's what's happening when people are in camps. They're in crisis. So for whatever reasons they're in crisis, that also means that their emotional states, their cognitive states are sometimes very disrupted. That can mean for women who find themselves in the camp that it can be a very dangerous place to be. It can mean that you're in a camp and somebody is getting very, very drunk and suddenly what was a simple disagreement turns into a fistfight.
He says for those who can't stay at the shelter, they at least try to give them warm clothes and other important supplies. A local transient service is helping the homeless in a big way. Bill Caledonia, owner of Enviro Shuttle, says he's offered to sponsor the winter donation shuttle service to the Bethlehem Inn later this month.
Lastly, we'll be accepting calls anytime from now until then to schedule appointments where we will be picking up donations from the donor's home. So they don't have to travel anywhere. They just have to have everything ready for us. And in turn, we just deliver it back to the Bethlehem Inn.
He says he got the idea after taking a rider to the shelter to volunteer and visiting the facility and seeing the need. Caledonia is donating his 3 environmentally friendly cars as well as his 6 drivers, the time and gas on January 27th, 28th, and 29th for that shuttle. You can find a list of needs at the Bethlehem Inn website. And it's a first ever snowshoeing field trip for local students in wheelchairs. It's happening tomorrow on Mount Bachelor. Larry Barron with Discover Your Northwest says they take about 300 students each year on field trips and called Oregon Adaptive Sports when they got the request to accommodate 3 students in wheelchairs.
They have these special, what they're called, bi-ski setups where kids can actually sit. And so we're going to try to do a snowshoe tour where all the students will be in snowshoes, except for these 3 particular students will be in bi-ski setups and are going to follow along.
Another field trip is also scheduled for next Friday, January 20th, with students from Cascade Middle School. If all goes well, they'll expand the program. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.